The penalty goes into effect in October. It's part of the federal Affordable Care Act, designed to save some of the $17.5 billion spent each year on Medicare readmissions. That's according to Kaiser Health News. Vi Naylor is the executive vice president of the Georgia Hospital Association. She says holding hospitals accountable for outcomes is a good thing, but not based on readmission rates.
We prefer the measures that these penalties are based on, that they be valid and reliable.
The penalties, which cap at 1% of a hospital's overall Medicare reimbursement, don't take into account why a patient comes back.
Not all readmissions are bad.
Dr. Ashish Jha teaches health policy at Harvard. He says data show hospitals with high readmission rates often have low mortality rates.
The problem is very, very complex. And it's so much more about how sick somebody is, what kind of resources they have at home. And fixing those is going to take many, many years.
Jha says the penalties will hit hardest so-called safety net hospitals because those take in more poor and minority patients who account for large numbers of readmissions. In Atlanta, that includes Grady Memorial. Although its penalty, just 0.1%, is among the lowest in all of Georgia. Even among hospital groups, though, there are wide discrepancies. For example, Emory University Hospital faces no penalty, while Emory Adventist Hospital in Smyrna is close to the max of 1%. A complete list of how Metro Atlanta hospitals fared is on our website, wabe.org. Jim Burris, WABE News.